Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpetes.com. Your official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Joel Embiid still a top 11 athlete in the city of Philadelphia? Ike, what do you think the poll results on that are?
Yes.
What do you think the number is?
I would say, let's go 73%.
How about 67.3% no?
Unbelievable. How the mighty have fallen.
Now
I'm
going to say this. Yeah. I said yes, anticipating that it was going to be no.
Oh, really?
Yes, I
okay.
did. I, just only because I know people are they're in the moment right now, so it's like what they feel right now.
Yes.
And right now they're like, I can name 11 other athletes in the city.
You can name 11 Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if he's going to be in the top 11. He will be in my top 11, but I wonder if he is going to be in the listener vote top 11.
Man, I don't think so.
It's a tough year.
It's been a tough year.
It has been a tough year for all of us. For all of us. Speaking of tough year, this guy never has a tough year because he's always right. He is the most famous and accurate meteorologist in America, Tornado Shapiro. Tornado!
Yeah, you're coming along. Hey, fella. Well, I can't wait to hear my music. Nelly put out a mandate today. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Let's get this party started. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Here, the city's got a bounce back. Here we come, Steel City. From Manti Brothers, clean the sheets. Convenience store. You gotta have a Wawa. Cloudy tonight in Pittsburgh. Low of 70, 50, 50 chance of showers.
There it
and
is.
You can book that.
Wow.
Low-level clouds could affect. Trey Turner throws the first base. He throws it in the clouds just about every ballpark. You know, it's been a challenge for Turner to catch anything. He even dropped his car insurance this morning.
Rim shot.
It was a 6-1 ball game.
This is a bullpen game for the Phillies. Reminds me of when I worked at Pittsburgh, WWPTS, the Pits, with a weather girl by the name of Low Pressure Lucy, a.k.a. Lou Can Do. Everybody got an inning in the third with Lucy. She doubled her ERA. She set the table and then cleared the bases. She towed the rubber and grabbed the rosin bag. She went straight through the lineup twice. And you think Lizardo is taking a drilling.
Okay.
Come on. Oh, no. Wow.
Yikes.
We had a reunion of that event last year. She didn't remember anyone. She couldn't tell the top of the fourth from the bottom of the seventh. Hello? Low pressure Lucy, I got to tell you. I was having so much fun with her. I was seriously afraid I was going to tear my urethra.
Okay.
But unlike Jack Fritzy, I never once thought of quitting. No.
Yeah.
Me either.
Got to push on. Ah, the Steel City. We hung out at a place called the Camel Toe. Oh. They served Turkish food.
Yep,
you can also
makes
get
sense.
Frog legs and pig's feet. One night it was me, Ike, Troy Palamalo, Kent Culvey, and Paul Skeen's dad. All of a sudden, Skeen's dad is choking on frog's legs. Culvey comes in from the side to help. But it was Troy Palamalo speared him from behind, hit him so hard he spits the frog's leg out, and lands on a French lady's foot, rolls all the way down to her toe, and we're back to square one. Here we go. Okay. Tonight in Philly, it'll stay hot but clear. Saturday, cooler, 50-50 shot of rain. You can book that as well. The nostalgic trip to Pittsburgh. One time we had a game at Three Rivers.
Three Rivers Stadium, I assume.
No, the Three River Sisters. You see, Shady and Eleanor. I'll tell you, one night it was me, Ike, the Three Sisters, Mikhail Franco, and Andrew McCutcheon. We called him Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry brought sandwiches from Permane Brothers. Franco brought Schmitters from McNally's. The River Sisters were giving Ike a hard time because he didn't want French fries on his sandwich. After a little Ike juice, the River Sisters turned into wet and wild rivers. Hello. We had a time of it, but I had instant regret mixing the Ike juice with the Permane Brothers. I should have taken a Schmitter.
I don't want to know what any of that means, actually.
Most of the weekend, wet and warm, just like the River Sisters.
Okay.
50%. 50% chance of moisture over at the Luke Bryan concert in Camden. Last time I saw a concert in Camden, it was me, Ike, Terry Ruggles, Beasley Reese, and Paul Jelovitz. Four beautiful girls from Cherry Hill fell on our lap. We had a sure thing, but Jolly screwed it up for all of us. He starts debating New Jersey versus Pennsylvania, screaming at the girls, Jersey people can't be real foolish, furry sportsmen. Security comes over. He got us all kicked out of the concert. We crossed the bridge alone that night, thanks to Jolly.
Oh,
hat in hand, among other things. Some good news. JT Romuto's groin is better. He should be in the lineup tonight. And if he is, he'll start the game with a 3-0 count.
What does that mean?
Well, one ball is the size of two. Come on.
Okay.
Jeez. I won't be able to enjoy the games. I'm working all weekend. I sell real estate part-time, you know that.
Yeah, you told us that a few months ago.
Yeah, I'm showing this weekend. I got a mid-century modern with great curb appeal, and the landscape is impeccable.
Okay.
But she wants to sell her house in the Strawberry Mansion section of Philly. The house is a spacious four bedrooms. And the view of her backyard is spectacular. I'm hoping for an open house this weekend. Come on.
All right. What's it going to be like for the Phillies game?
Pittsburgh, cool, rainy, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There it is, the most accurate forecast in the country. You can't get this from anyone except Tornado Shapiro. Play the outro music.
There's no outro music again. Now, the only thing I want to know is why was Paul Skeen's dad in Pittsburgh 25 years ago?
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
He had an idea.
Paul Skeen's not, like, only in Pittsburgh.
No.
Right.
Yeah. And what were you doing there, Ike?
I don't know.
You're at all those things.
That seems to be at every one of these events.
215-592-9494. Should the Phillies reinvest in this team at the trade deadline? Bam and Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Hello, Spike. What's going on? How you doing?
What's up, Bam?
Not much, man. Before I get my point started, hey, Fritz, I contact my local T-shirt place, right?
I got
a shirt printed for you, bro. I'm going to send you a shirt that says Team Fritz.
All right.
Yeah,
I like
that.
It. How are the tattoos of Ike and Hugh coming along?
They're pretty good. It's good. I got one more to add on it. The Harper tattoo.
Fanatic.
Philly Fanatic.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one.
All
one.
Right.
How about
hey,
if...
Spike.
Yeah, how
Real
about
quick,
if... Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Before I get to my point, right?
Yeah.
I want to make this a public service announcement on your show. I am officially known as Herb from the Northeast's long lost son.
Uh-oh.
Well, what does that mean?
Do you think that's true?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
My friends are like,
yeah, you should call and tell Spike that.
Well, Herb gets around. He's had a lot of lady friends.
Wow.
It's possible, I assume.
Yeah.
About how old a guy are you, Bam?
I'm 40.
Oh, yeah. You could be Herb's son.
Yeah, Herb just turned
70. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looks not bad for 70. Yeah. I mean, I know it's like not great, but it's also for – that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yep. And shout out to my bus driver, too, to Larry the bus driver.
Oh, okay. That was my bus driver when I grew up.
What about the Phils, Bam?
The Phils, right?
Yeah.
I think we should invest at the deadline, man.
Yes,
I agree with you, Spike. We need to invest. Man, this Jordan Romano guy, he's throwing too many meatballs, man. He's throwing too many meatballs.
Right.
And I got a breakup for you guys, too.
Okay. Right. What's your famous breakup, Bam?
All right. Bow Wow Sierra. He's with Russell Wilson right now.
Was Bow Wow with Sierra?
No, that was Future.
Yeah.
No, Bow Wow was with Sierra, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Thanks, Bam. That's a good one. I didn't know that.
Right after Like Mike Bow Wow or a little bit later Bow Wow?
I don't know.
That might have been after Like Mike. Yeah, they did a song together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how
like
about
you,
that?
I think it's called Like You. That's a good song.
215-592-9494.
I got no Bow Wow. Speaking of Tornado real quick.
Yeah.
I need him to keep working in Jolly impressions.
Yes.
If you could work a Jolly impression into
that came out of nowhere.
It was great.
Yeah.
Very in on it.
Yeah.
Very
I'm in on it as well. You know what else I'm in on, Jack?
National Appliance Warehouse.
There it is.
Listen, you don't have to. First off, you should trade all of your other appliance stores for National Appliance Warehouse.
You only need the one in Wilmington or Middletown.
And we've talked about whether or not the baseball team is great. You know the National Appliance Warehouse is great.
Absolutely.
We talk about National Appliance Warehouse all the time. And if you haven't experienced what we've talked about, what are you waiting for? The Memorial Day Mega Sale, been extended. So
yes.
We always talk about the great savings events they have going on at National Appliance Warehouse. Get down there this weekend. You know it's grilling season. It's grilling season,
Spike. It's grilling season for most people.
Now, it's been not for you. Well you sometimes
know,
for you.
Here's the thing about a grill. Even though I'm not a big grillsman,
sure.
You like having a great grill.
You
in the got
to have a grill.
You got to have a grill.
It's like a piano. You
yes.
know? Like
well,
some places have some.
I would say it's more necessary than a piano.
I would say it's much more necessary than a piano.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just for show. And you got to make sure that the grill is there from that standpoint. They have every major grill brand you could possibly need at National Appliance Warehouse. It's in the 80s. It's grilling weather. So make sure you get down there today. And when you go, listen, we always talk about great prices, obviously, and taxes. Being in tax-free Delaware helps. There's also Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. So you're getting the right price.
Boom.
And on top of that, of course, a great environment. Great culture. We always talk about the sports teams. They have a great culture at National Appliance Warehouse. Smart, knowledgeable, and there to take care of you. Plus, installation delivery. They do it all. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
I agree.
What up, Chuck?
What's going on, brother? Hey, Jack, listen, go get your wrestling men back.
My what?
Your wrestling men back. Let me explain to you what that means, right? Years ago, when I was a young chuck from out there, me and my mother lived in South Philly, right? So I had this bully, you know, used to take my wrestling men, right? So I tried to get in the house, and I couldn't get in the house because my mother told me if I came in the house with my wrestling men, she was going to light me up. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to go back outside and fight this boy and get my wrestling men back. And she created a monster. When she did that, you understand what I'm saying? Because it was like a gift and a curse. But what I'm trying to say to you is this, right? Jody Cameron chased you home now, Jack. You're not allowed back into this house unless you go get your wrestling man back. You understand?
Right.
And what that means is you got to kick Jody Cameron's ass for what he's been talking. You know?
And I've
been listening. So you need to go get your wrestling man back, and then you're allowed back into this house. You know what I'm saying to you? Because he's been talking real heavy, Jack.
He has been.
Bobon. You know, very disrespectful, man.
Very disrespectful.
Man.
Can I just say the Boban thing gets increasingly funny to me every time I hear it.
Because he's not funny. Like, that's the thing about the camera.
Yeah,
and here's the other thing, Chuck. Jack can't just beat the camera. He's got to clobber the camera.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, and I was...
That's what I'm saying. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it got to be like, you know, when I did that to that boy, I had to do that. Because my mother, she's vicious, man. You know what I mean? And, you know... Mom's vicious back then. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to go back there, and I really took a fight to him, and I had to take it out on him. What I'm trying to say to you, Jack, you got to humiliate this dude.
Because I plan on it.
Talking, it's not even a bit anymore. The way he's talking is like, you know, Jack really is a sucker.
I know. Well, I think it's jumped the bit. Frankly, I think it's actually gone too far.
It's personal now.
From a bit. It's turned personal, which is very disappointing. I wanted this to be a friendly competition, but guess what? It's no longer going to be a friendly competition. I'm prepared to go as far as say for our baseball competition, I don't even want outfielders.
I don't you don't even think he's going to put the ball into play.
I don't want outfielders. I don't need outfielders.
Wow,
go, just infielders.
By the way, the Ridley wiffle ball team has volunteered to be your infield, if you would like.
I've gotten a lot of texts from people who are ready to volunteer, including someone's brother who ruined the Phillies World Series in 2022. So I've got a lot of people in my corner ready to, you know, come for arms.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, let me say this, right, before y'all let me go.
Yeah.
You know, whoever voted Joel Embiid, you know, on this list at number one, you got Joel Embiid number one.
No, that's not what we were saying. Last year he was number one-ish.
Oh, last year. Okay.
Last year.
I came in. Okay. Because I was about to have a – come on, man.
It was last year.
All right, because it's 11 Eagles that's better than Joel Embiid right now. But that's neither here nor there. Listen, what I want to say to you, Ike, why did you get off of the wagon I was on, man?
Which one?
Why did you get off? The Philly stink. Okay, you should have stayed where I was at, man. You know, and I want them to be good, but they not no good. Ike, you know that. And they just bring up all the young guys. You know what I mean? And
you ready to throw the towel in on the season?
Hey, listen, Ike, I call a spade when I look at them, man. I tell you, Bryce is the only you know, Bryce, Zach Wheeler, and Ranger. Trey Turner stinks.
Come on, man.
He can't play defense, man.
Most hits in the National League.
Listen, let me say this. Offensively, he's okay. Okay,
right.
But defensively, you know, Jimmy Rollins was the greatest because you know, he's the greatest, one of the greatest players ever because he played defense and offense.
Sure.
You know,
you gotta
have both. You understand what I'm saying?
Offense fell off.
Yeah, but he still was a tremendous offensive player in his prime. You can't just do one thing good and say that you're great, and he don't even do that good. You know what I mean? Trey Turner stinks. Okay, and I tell you, they need to bring up Aiden Miller. They need to bring up Painter. They need to bring up Crawford. All these young guys, because the Mets, I tell you, we got about 12 games left on the schedule against the Mets. And they ain't look, I tell you, those guys, you know, we can't beat the Mets. Let's just call a spade, not with this core. Now, you bring up those young guys, they might have some fire in them. You know what I mean? And that's what you got to do. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. You know, the GM needs to start doing his job. And that's getting these young guys up. What are you waiting for, man? I just want to know, what are they waiting for? I want to see Payne throw 98 You know, I want to see Justin Crawford hit 300 up here in the pros. Hmm. You know what I mean? Well. I've been watching these young guys play.
When?
You know, look at double A.
Triple, yeah, double, yeah, right? Double A, yeah. Triple A.
Double A, yeah, bring them up. What are you doing, man?
Well, they're trying to win a World Series this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's another thing. Spike, all I hear you do is want to give up. You want to mortgage the future every time when it comes to the Sixers. Let's build around Joel. We give up the third pick and just build around the old Joel and B. When it comes to the Phillies, let's give up those young guys so we can bring who in with this core who shows you they couldn't win no way. I'm giving them these future guys. I'm sorry. This core is going to die, and they're not going to die with these young guys with them. I'm sorry. That's just me. I want these young guys here because it shows that we at least have a future if this core don't get it done.
You know, for a team that you say stinks, they win an awful lot of baseball games.
They beat tomato cans. It's baseball, Spike. You know that? They got a lot of games.
Yeah, it's
play.
Baseball, and all the teams play games, and not all the teams win 90-plus games. Like,
we're not talking. All the teams are talked about being a World Series contender. This team is talked about being a World Series contender.
Do we need Jolly in here to remind you that wins don't matter?
Oh yeah, sorry, wins don't matter.
That's just stupid. Period. Stupid.
Okay, I'm gonna strangle you.
I'm in on this.
We're not talking about the Florida Marlins. We're talking about the Phillies. They're World Series contender, right? So we judge them accordingly. These guys win against tomato cans. Any good teams that they play, they're not going to be able to beat them because, number one, I tell you right now, their hitting is inconsistent.
So when they won 2 out of 3 against the Cubs or 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, like, none of that matters.
Guardians.
How long ago was that?
It was this season.
A month ago.
Dodgers beginning again. It felt like a century ago, man. Come on.
All right.
They do against the Mets. What
Chuck,
the Mets?
They lost 3 games to the Mets. Yes.
They tear them up every time. I just can't get over that, Spike. I'm sorry. Right. I want to be.
You're a big Mets fan. You're a big Mets fan. I get it.
Let's go Mets. Can you say let's go Mets at the end of your call?
No. I'm a Philly fan. You know I love right. These guys, they don't. You know, they just let him down, man. You know what I mean?
Turner's doing his job. Schwarber's doing his job.
Schwarber is okay, but he's a DH. Yeah. You know, that's all he is. He's a DH.
Chuck,
he can't play an outfit. He can't do nothing else but pick.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We need more.
Neither can Otani.
Like young guys coming up, man. Like Crawford. I want to see Crawford come up here. But listen, I'm going to give you a breakup, right?
Yeah, give us your famous breakup.
I'm going to go with the GOAT and Pippen.
Oh, there you go.
Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
I thought he was talking about Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that was not a breakup.
It wasn't a breakup. Jordan retired.
Yeah.
And it didn't get ugly really until recently.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a breakup.
As everybody after they watched the Last Dance.
Yeah.
Mad
I saw something with Scotty. Scotty said he still would have won 6 if he was on the Hawks with, what's his face?
Dominique.
Oh, really?
And Jordan maybe would have had 3.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Without him.
So, speaking of top 11, I think one crucial question is what sort of effect the Super Bowl is going to have on this list, and do we have to make sure it does not have an outsized effect on this list?
But how could it not?
Well, it matters. I don't think it doesn't matter, but we are determining the top 11 players in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And like I just do think there's I'm not discounting the Super Bowl at all, but there is going to be like a lift to players who wouldn't normally make it. You mentioned Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
If the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, Cooper DeJean has no chance of making the top 11. I don't think.
He has a chance.
If the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You really don't
think so?
I don't think so.
Did you miss the Cooper craze last year?
He was the best cornerback in the league, according to PFF.
Like, did you miss the Cooper craze last year?
Top 11, though? If they don't win the Super Bowl?
Well, I think...
Yeah. They love this dude. He, from a fan's perspective,
yes,
he would be voted on. Maybe 11. He may be 11, but I think he would make the top.
I think
11.
It would affect like the linemen. Like Cam Jurgens, I don't think.
Right. It's linemen that would make. Like, honestly, you don't think Cooper DeJean is one of the top 11 athletes in this city right now?
As far as like player on the field?
Yes.
Okay. Here, just off the top of my head, I'm going to say that I would have Saquon over him,
okay,
just Eagles.
Yeah.
Saquon over him, Jalen over him, mm-hmm. Both Jalens over him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say I'm going to
both wide receivers.
Both wide receivers, so that's 5.
Yep.
Whatever offensive, I'll say one offensive line slot, so that's 6. Quinyon, I would have over him 7.
See, I don't know how you have Quinyon over him. I like Quinyon. Quinyon didn't catch an interception until, what, the second playoff game.
That was CJ Gigi's fault.
I'm just saying. Cooper was making fourth down stops. He had to stop on Big Boy in Baltimore.
He had
the big play.
Derrick Henry.
He had the big play in Cincinnati against Jamar Chase.
Okay, so let okay.
He's a more versatile player, and he's a punt returner.
Okay, so put Quinyon to the side.
He was not good as a punt returner.
Oh, he had some good returns back there.
He made me nervous.
Bring me that covey.
It makes everybody being nervous back there as a punt returner.
Okay, so let's take Quinyon off. And that's 6 Eagles so far. Okay. I don't think I forgot any Eagles.
Did you get Zach in there?
Bond?
Yeah, Zach Bond.
Bond should be over.
Yeah.
And for me, so he would be 7. Over to Gene.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so that's
why I said.
So that's 7.
All right.
Okay, so that's 7 just Eagles.
Yes.
Zach Wheeler's over him. Bryce Harper's over him.
Okay.
So that's 9. Kyle Schwarber's over him. Okay. That's 10.
Well, then you have to do one of the Sixers if you
want. Embiid.
I'm going to tell you, Embiid's not making my list.
Really?
Yeah. Why, a guy played 20 games. Why would he be on this list?
And it's not like you were an impactful 20 games either.
Exactly. They weren't even.
Because we know who he is.
I agree. And when he
plays
again, he can get back on the list. You know how they do the top 100?
Yeah.
Like that changes. That changes year to year.
Yeah, Wentz was cool.
Because it's based off of how you played the year before.
I think it's good. This top 11 weeks going to break Spike. Like Embiid's not going to be.
I think you're going to be surprised by how many people don't have Embiid on their list.
No, I won't be surprised at all. Okay, I'm just going to lose my mind over it.
Dude, when bring Jolly back?
You might not get a Sixer.
Jolly had him as number 1.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Would you agree with me?
Settle down, Justin.
Would you agree with me? This was the worst Sixer season
of my life.
So why would any Sixer be on the list?
Well, because if
resume and pedigree, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if the Phillies like had a 170 games and right. Zach Wheeler was still Zach Wheeler would be on the list.
Sure, because he would have pitched.
Right. Well, that's fair. Yeah, that part's fair. Sure.
Pitched.
Coming up next,
looking forward to it.
You'll be able to vote next week. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball
Keep
Report
my
is next.
Exciting white off the team. Are you kidding me? You're lucky I didn't bring Reed with him.
Yeah, oh, man.
All right. Yeah, relax.
Yep. What about the Kobe Dean?
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz. Me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.